Haydn's Creation. We're going to be thinking about creation for the next few minutes and about the environment and our place in it. And as we begin that, I'm going to interview Emma. Emma is here, splendid. I think that was a round of applause for Emma. It was a bit of a... Well done. There we go. So, Emma, what do you do in the area of the environment?
Normally, when you see me, I won't be wearing a lovely pink high-vis jacket and walking around the town with a litter picker. So me and a community of people, we litter pick and we garden around town. Yesterday, we were making Marlow Cottage Hospital look a whole lot, the garden look a whole lot better. It needed some work. People may think Marlow is a beautiful town, but there's a whole lot of neglected areas that need just a little bit of Marlow Wombles sparkle.
Marlow Wombles. Just in case there are some people too young to remember what Wombles are, why are you call yourself Marlow Wombles?
The name took a bit of work, but Marlow Wombles, some lovely fluffy animals that used to go around Wimbledon Common and pick up litter and do things with it. They transform Wimbledon Common. So Marlow Wombles was a very, very apt name.
Brilliant. Emma, and tell us, Emma, something about... I know you are a woman of faith. How does your faith impact your sort of desire for the environment?
So we've been given an amazing world and we're asked to steward it and look after it. And in my faith, I'm aware that the world is broken. And to me, litter shows the brokenness in the world, that people just aren't able to keep the world clean and lovely. So for me, it is bringing heaven to earth and transforming a broken world. And again, showing people as I'm out there that I'm willing to kind of let my pride go and look a little bit silly and make the world a much, much better place. And I believe I'm doing something in the heavenlies when I'm out litter picking.
Thank you very much, Emma. Absolutely. Thank you. Let's fade that music out. That's brilliant. Let me take you to Wales. Let me take you to southwest Wales. In fact, let me be more precise and take you to the B4319 heading west out of Castle Martin. For the first couple of miles, the road twists and turns through rather plain farmland, giving you no clue as to what's to come. Then, on the horizon, the sea appears. And you realise it's not too far off. The road turns to the right and now it's on its way down. You go round the final bend and the view opens up before you. And there in front of you is true breathtaking beauty. Not my wife, but stretching out away from you is Freshwater West Beach. In the sunshine, the sea is blue, the sand golden, and the visual display is almost too much to take in. But even in the bad weather, which you get quite a lot in Wales, the effect on your senses is no less. The sea becomes violent. The noise is like thunder as the power of the waves crash against the shore. Personally, in that moment, rain or shine, I can often feel like I am in the presence of the divine. Do you have places like that? Do you have beauty like that? Do you have feelings like that? When something happens, when you see something, when you hear something, maybe it's with art, maybe it's with music, maybe it's with sport, but there is just a moment that seems out of this world. In creation, I think it seems to happen quite a lot for quite a lot of us. We see places where the beauty of this world raises a feeling within us of more. There must be more. Poets have felt it. Gerald Manley Hopkins said, "The world is charged with the grandeur of God." Haydn thought it as he wrote his creation masterpiece. Now look, this isn't surprising to any reader of the Bible, because we, as we heard in our reading, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the works of his hands. The beauty of the earth is the great big made in heaven label. Look what the Maker did. The Lord, the Bible says, took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Now, however you understand the genre of that writing, the call on the people of God is exactly the same. And Emma referred to it, didn't she, when she was telling us of Marlo Wombles. To work it and take care of it. Humanity's role in creation is to work and care. To make the most of it and to care for it. But we don't always get the balance right, do we? Let me take you back to Wales, to southwest Wales. From the cliff top, freshwater west beach is awe, divine, awe-inspiring. But continue down the road, park in the National Trust car park on the right, get out, cross the road and walk onto the beach, and things begin to change. The tide is on its way out, and as you walk over the line of seaweed that marks the high tide line, the beauty of the beach is falling away with the tide. For the sea in its retreat has left behind plastic, bottles, boxes, a boot, a bag, an old rope, netting, crisp packets, the rubbish of human life. The beauty is smashed by barbaric selfishness. Greed has made creation groan. The caring for God's creation is lost, drowned by the selfish desire to make the most of it. This broken beauty points to a deeper brokenness in creation. From our Bible readings again, it said, "Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you'll eat food from it all the days of your life." Humanity's rebellion against the Creator has broken everything. The creation is no longer very good as God made it, but instead cursed as we have condemned it. So when the Monty Python group rewrite All Things Bright and Beautiful and instead sing, "All things sick and cancerous, all evil, great and small, all things foul and dangerous, the Lord God made them all." They're right about the problem, but wrong about the cause. The world isn't as it should be. And that is the problem. But it isn't also how God made it. Creation is cursed because of us, not God. Now, do you feel the curse? The curse in creation brought about by our rebellion against God. Relationships broken. The environment breaking. Minds broken. Do you feel the curse? But, and as Sir Mix-a-Lot once said, I love big buts. And this really is a big but. This really is a big but. But let us go back to South Wales and the beach at Freshwater West. As we look down the beach through the morning mist, we see a man with a black bag picking up litter. Bit by bit, one by one, he cares. Can one person really make a difference? Again, this is a picture that points to something deeper. When Jesus was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse of our wrongdoing. He took upon himself the curse of our wrongdoing. Do you see that thread through the Bible of curse? And who is cursed and who isn't? That deeper brokenness, that cursed creation has been laid on Jesus. Our rubbish, our selfishness, our greed that breaks our relationship with God and his creation has been laid on Jesus instead. The love of God for you and me is seen in Jesus. Unconditional, unrestricted, unbelievable love. Do you feel it? Do you feel the divine? Do you feel the curse? Do you feel the love? God cares for his creation so much that he died for it. Now, look, you have heard the facts of what we're doing to God's world over and over. I'm sure you have. You'll have heard what the consequences are if we don't do anything about it. You'll have heard what we must do instead, and we should. We should not just because it's good science, but because it is what we were made by God to do, as Emma and her Wombles so brilliantly demonstrate. It's part of what we're saved by God to do, starting right here in Marlow and the surrounding villages. It may feel that what we can do is insignificant in the great plastic mountain of rubbish that there is in the world. But we have to start somewhere. Let's start here in Marlow, making a difference, caring for God's creation. And let's start here in Marlow as we talk more and more about the love of God for people. Because it's not just the broken relationship with creation that God wants us to heal, but the broken creation relationship in his world and with him. For one final time, let us go back to the beach in Wales, to Freshwater West. In fact, as we end, let's go back to the B4319 driving from Castle Martin. We come round the bend and the beach is laid out in front of us in all its glory. From this distance, we see many neon specks moving up and down the beach. As we get closer, we realise that an army of people clad in high-vis vests are scattered across the beach, clearing the rubbish. One man has built, inspired, trained and led an army. An army who are determined to see the fulfilling of God's original call on his people to work and care for his creation. Jesus has built a similar army, and it's right here. And it's around the world, 2 billion people, to share the love of God and to transform our care for the environment. An army preparing for that day when creation will be renewed, where God will live with his people, and as our final reading says, no longer will there be any curse. We're going to pray now, and we're going to do it in two ways, one a bit more creative than the other. If the stewards would like to come up the front here.